Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
Beezus Hashem up to Gemara Natzadi, which is a continuation from the Gemara before and after Beites HaMebe. The Gemara brings down the following halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav Aser Adam Shiyur Shemida Chaseira O Yeseira B'Seich Beisai V'Afilu Hi Avet Shomei Meragayim. The Gemara goes on to say, Amar Papa we Amor and Ela Ba'asra Doi Chasimi, Ava Ba'asra De Chasimi, Yoi Chazu Chasima Loi Shokel, Uvas Doi Chasimi Nami Loi Amoran, Ela Doi Mahandesi, Ava Mahandesi Leislan Ba. The Gemara goes on to say, Veloi Hi Zimnin De Mikri Ben Ashmoshes U Mikri Veshokel. In the Rambam and Hilchas Kenefa Perek Zayin Wachagimel, we find that the Rambam says as follows: Mishemasha bebeisai oichanusai mida chaseira oiver beleisasei, shenemer loiya olcha bechischa, veinloiken alavze sharei ein beimaisa. In the Chinuch and Mitzvah Tafresh Beis, we find that the Chinuch explains this, that one is not like it. For being shaya mida chaseira yaseira beseich beisa is, first of all, as we find in the Rambam, Shein Leiken Shari Ein Bei Maisa, Va'oid Mishom Shafil Yishko Behem Ein Leike, Shari Nitin Latash Woman. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat in the Chinuch. How can the Chinuch say that the reason why one is not Leike is not only because it is a lav Shein Bei Maisa, but also because Shafil Yishko Behem Ein Leike Shari Nitin Latash Woman? V'chir Nitin Latash Woman is only as far as actually being Shaiko with a midah chaseira yaseira. Then we say that when was shayko with a midah chaseira yaseira, the reason why he's not leike is because it is nitin latashlumin. Since then he is mechuyu to meshalim whatever was nechsar. But as far as the iser to masha b'seich beisei midah chaseira yaseira, that iser is not an iser on nitin latashlumin, and therefore he should be leike. And so too one has to understand pshat in the Rambam. Why the Rambam find it necessary to explain that the reason why one is not leike is because it is a lav shein by maisa, typically the one is not leike, since it is a lav hanitin atash woman. So to explain pshat in the chinuch, we find there meir simcha in hilchos kneva perek zayin wachabes, and so to the menachas chinuch in mitzvah reish neches explain pshat in the chinuch as follows: that even though the lav of being masha mida chaseira yaseira b'seich beisa is not a lav hanitin latash woman, but since the lav of being masha mida chaseira yaseira b'seich beisa is a siog and a geder for the lav of leisasu avo b'mishpat, that the Torah made a siog and a geder in order that one should not be either on the isra leisasu avo b'mishpat, the Torah was makbid that one should not even be masha b'seich beisa a mida chaseira o yaseira. And since the Isra being Masha B'Seich Beisei Midach Haseira Yiseira is a siyag and a geder for the lav of Oisasu Ovo B'Mishpat, for that reason we will say that if one is not leike on the lav of Oisasu Ovo B'Mishpat, since the lav of Oisasu Ovo B'Mishpat is a lav HaNitim HaTashumen, then for sure one will not be leike on the lav which is only a siyag v'geder for the lav of Oisasu Ovo B'Mishpat. The siyag v'geder cannot be more chomer than the lav itself. As our Meir Simcha and the Menachas Chinuch explain Pshat in the Chinuch. Now, as we mentioned before in the Rambam, we find that the Rambam explains this, the one is not leike on the lav of being Masha Midah Chaseira or Yaseira B'Seich Beisa is only because it is a lav Shein by Maisa. And for that reason, the Meir Simcha and the Menachas Chinuch go on to say that according to the Rambam, if one was Asa Maisa, for example, if one was Kena, a Mishko which is Chaser, or one was mechaser an already existing mishko, according to the Rambam, one will be leike, since then he was over the iser with a maisa, and since then he was over the iser with a maisa, he will be leike. On the other hand, according to the chinuch, he will not be leike, since again, according to the chinuch, the reason why one is not leike is not only because it is a lav shein by maisa, but also because it is a lav hanitin latash woman, and therefore, even if he did a maisa, according to the chinuch, he will not be leike. Now one has to understand pshat in this, that the Rambam argues on the chinuch, and the Rambam understands that if not for lav she'im by maisa, one will be leike. What happened to lav hanitin latash woman? So to explain pshat in the shita of the Rambam, one can explain pshat in the shita of the Rambam with a number of mahalchim. Either one can explain that the Rambam understands that even though the lav leisasu avil b'mishpat is a lav hanitin latash woman, but the fact that a lav is a lav hanitin latash woman is not a reason that the lav should be considered a lav kal, but rather a lav hanitan tashuman is a regular lav, and it has the chimer of a regular lav, and for that reason we find that there are chrenim who say that even though if someone is over on a lav shein by malchus, he does not become posel eidos. In order to become posel eidos, one has to be over on a lav which has malchus. But if someone is over on a lav hanitan tashuman, he will still become posel eidos, since a lav hanitan tashuman is as chomer as any other lav which has malchus. And since the lav v'isasu avol b'mishpat is as chomer as any other lav, for that reason we will not say that since he is now leika on the lav v'isasu avol b'mishpat, he cannot possibly be leika on the lav of being masha midach asira yisera b'seich besai. Since the lav being masha midach asira yisera b'seich besai is only a siog v'geder for the lav v'isasu avol b'mishpat, since again the lav v'isasu avol b'mishpat is a regular lav. Just there is a special halacha that since it is a lav hanitan tashuman, one is not like it. But that does not affect the chomer halav. And for that reason, one can still be like on the lav of being masha, midah, hasera, or yesera, b'seich, b'esai. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the shita of the Rambam. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the shita of the Rambam is by saying that the Rambam understands that the lav of not being masha, b'seich, b'esai, midah, hasera, or yesera, is not a siog v'geder for the lav v'isasu avol b'mishpat, but rather it is a completely self-standing lav. And since the lav of not being masha b'seich beis midah hasira yisira is not a siog v'geder for the lav v'isasu avol b'mishpat, but rather it is a self-standing lav, for that reason, even if one is not leika on the lav v'isasu avol b'mishpat, and this that one is not leika on the lav v'isasu avol b'mishpat is because since it is considered a lav hanitan tashuman, for that reason, it is considered a lav kal, but still that will not affect the lav of being masha midah hasira yisira b'seich b'esai. The two lavin are independent one from the other. According to this mahalach machoikas between the Rambam and the Chinuch, is a fundamental machoikas as far as how to understand the lav of being masha midah hasira yisira b'seich b'esai. Is it connected to the lav of isasu avol b'mishpat? And the lav of being masha midah hasira yisera b'seich b'esai is a siog v'geder for the lav v'isasu avol b'mishpat, or do we understand that there are two independent lavin? The Chinuch understands that the lav of being masha midah hasira yisera is a siog v'geder for the lav of v'isasu avol b'mishpat. On the other hand, the Rambam argues, and the Rambam understands that there are two independent lavin. A third mahalach with which one can explain pshat and machlekes between the Rambam and the Chinuch is by saying that even if the Rambam agrees to the Chinuch that the lav of being masha midah hasira yisera b'seich beisei is a siog v'geder for the lav v'isasu avol b'mishpat, and even if the Rambam agrees to the Chinuch that a lav hanitan tashuman is considered a lav kal, but still this that one is not leika on the lav of being masha midah hasira yisera b'seich beisei cannot be explained, since it is only a siog v'geder for lav hanitan tashuman, since the Rambam understands that the lav v'isasu avol b'mishpat is not a regular lav hanitan tashuman, but rather the Rambam understands this that one is not leike on the lav v'isasu avol b'mishpat is only because we say kol hamishalim einai leike. It is because there is a chiyuv tashuman at the time that he is being over the lav of v'isasu avol b'mishpat that he is not leike. But the lav itself is not a lav hanitan tashuman. And since the lav itself is not a lav hanitan tashuman, just this that one is not leike is only because we say kol hamishalim einai leike. For that reason, the lav is not considered a lav kal, but rather the lav is considered a regular lav. And for that reason, as far as a siog v'geder for that lav, which is a lav of being masha midah hasira yisera b'seich beisai, since by that lav he is not being mishalim, for that reason we say that by such a lav he should be mechuyev malchus, if not for this that the lav is a lav she'im b'maisa. According to this mahalach, the machlekes between the Rambam and the Chinuch is a machlekes as far as how to understand the lav v'isasu avol b'mishpat, if the lav is a lav hanitan tashuman or the lav is not a lav hanitan tashuman. This someone can explain that the machlekes between the Rambam and the Chinuch is a machlekes if the lav v'isasu avol b'mishpat is a lav hanitan tashuman or not is dependent upon this that we mentioned in our previous shir and daf peites. that one can explain that there's a machlekes as far as how to understand the lav leisasu avol b'mishpat. Is the lav similar to the lav of gzela? That the lav is because of this that he's being mechaser mamoinei shel chaveroi, and for that reason the lav is similar to the lav of gzela. That the lav is a lav hanitim atashvumen, and the tashvumen is coming to him as sakin as halav, which is the mashmos of the Rashbam before in daf pechesma base. Or do we understand that the lav leisasu avol b'mishpat is not because he's being mechaser as chaveroi, but rather there is an iser to be sheiko with a mida chasera o yesera, which, as we explained before in our Shir and Daf Peites, is because with this that he's being sheiko with a mida chasera yesera, he's being ma'avis es hamishpat, and for that reason the lav is not considered a lav haniton tashvumen. That the tikon halav is tashvumen, since tashvumen has nothing to do with the lav, even if he will be mishalim. But still, he was ma'avis es hamishpat. And for that reason, this that he is not leike is only because we say, kol hamishalim ein leike. And since the lav is a regular lav, for that reason, this that one is not leike on being masha mida chaseira yisera b'seich besai is only because that lav is a lav she'em by ma'isa. In the Achrenim, we find that the Achrenim ask the following kash on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, who explains that the reason why one is not leike on being masha mida chaseira yisera b'seich besai is only because it is a lav shein by Maisa. If so, why didn't the Rambam say that if he was also Maisa, he is like it? Like we find in the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, that the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Aleph HaChagimel, says that even though someone who is Masha Chametz Bebeisai, who is over Bebal Yirah, is not like it, since it is aimed by Maisa, but still if he is also Maisa, again Shekana Chametz, Ayhech Mitz Isa Reza like it. So from this, that the Rambam did not say that I'm also Maisa Leika by the lav of being Masha Mida Chaseira Yisera B'Seich Besai, we find that the Achrenim prove that according to the Rambam, one is not Leika even if he was also Maisa, which is not like we mentioned before, B'Shem the Minchas Chinech Ener Meir Simcha. But now one has to understand, why shouldn't he be Leika? He was also Maisa, and according to the Rambam, this that one is not Leika is only because it is a lav She'im by Maisa. So to explain Pshat, in the Shita of the Rambam, according to this diak, we find a number of mahalchim in the Achrenim. The first mahalch is a mahalch that we find by Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim explains pshat in the Shita of the Rambam as follows, and Reb Chaim explains that there's a fundamental difference between the Isra of Chametz and the Isra being Masha, Amida, Chasera, O Yesera. As far as the Isra of Chametz is the ownership of Chametz. And therefore, if someone is Kaina Chametz, he's being over the Isser B'Yadayim. And since he's being over the Isser B'Yadayim, for that reason, the Rambam says that if someone was Kaina Chametz, he is Loike. And so too, if someone makes Chametz, he's being over the Isser with a Maisa. And for that reason, he is Loike. On the other hand, as far as the Isser of Asr L'Adam Shi'ir Shemida Chaseira or Yisera B'Seich Beisai, the Isser is an Isser Shehiya. And for that reason, even if one bought a mida chasera yesera, but still it is considered a lav she'im by maisa, he was not over the iser with a maisa, since again the iser is an iser shehiya. Rabbi Zalman in Avin Azal Hilchos Kaneva Perek Zayin Alacha Gimel, the Rashash in his Ikutim Arambam, and so too in the Mayone Achachma in Bava Metzian Dav Samachal from a base, we find a similar mahalach as far as how to explain this, that it is meduyik in the Rambam, that even if one was kaina, amida, chasira, yisira, but still he is not leike. These achrenim explain that the difference between chametz and amida, chasira, yisira is because, as far as chametz is concerned, one is over the iser right away with the kinyan of the chametz. At the second that he was kain of the chametz, that is when he is over the iser bal yirah bal yimotzei. And for that reason, since he is over at the same second that he bought the chametz, for that reason it is considered a lav sheyesh by ma'isa. On the other hand, as far as the mida chasera yesera, one is not over immediately, but rather one is only over if he was masha the amount of time that he had the opportunity to use the mida chasera yesera. But if someone buys a mishkal chaser, and he buys a mishkal chaser Almanas to be ma'abed the mishkal chaser immediately, he will not be over. And therefore, as far as chametz, the one is over immediately with the kinyan of chametz. For that reason, it is considered that he was over the iser with a ma'isa. On the other hand, as far as the Isser being Shoya Mida Chaseira Yisera, since in order to be over the Isser, one has to imasha the Mida Chaseira Yisera a certain amount of time Beseich Besai. For that reason, even if he bought the Mida Chaseira Yisera, but still, will be considered a lav shein by Maisa, and he was not over the lav with a Maisa, and for that reason he will not be like it. This Rabbi Zalman and the Mayone HaChachma understand that the Isser being Masha Midach HaSeira Yisera B'Seich Besai is a siog, the geder, for the lav of Oisasu Ovel B'Mishpat. And for that reason, the Isser only applies if he was Masha the amount of time Sheyachal Ishtamish by. Otherwise, one will not be over in the Isser, since one no longer has a siog, the geder, that he might count him Ishtamish with the Midach HaSeira. Bukhari one sees from these Achronim that even Beshita Sarambam they understand that the Isser of being Masha Midach HaSeira is a siog together to the Isser of Isasu Avil Bamishpat. In other Achronim we find another Mahalach based on this that we find that the Rashbam explained that the Isser Minatera is only to be Shaya Midach HaSeira Yisera Almanas Limdeid by. As Rashbam says, that Kroli Azher Gedilu Uktana Elokishi Saknoi Almanas Lomud Bahen. This, that there is an Isser to Yimasha, even if he is not planning to Yimudid, but he is only an Isser Midrabanon, Shema Yiramabai. Amanatayra, the entire Isser, is only if he is being Masha Almanas Lomud Bai. Now, Beshita Sarambam, we find Machlekes Rachrinim. If the Isser Minatayra, according to the Rambam, is only if he is Masha Almanas Lomud Bai, or the Isser applies even if he is not Masha Manas Lomabai. The Menachas Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Tav Reish Beis is Medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam that the Isser is only if he is Masha Al Manas Lomabai. This, that there is an Isser even if he is Masha Manas Lomabai, is only an Isser Medrabanan. On the other hand, Rabbi Zalman in Evan Ozal is Medayik from the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs Mitzvah Leis HaSeireish Hayim Beis. The Minatera one is over the Isser, even if he is not Masha Almanas Lomud Bai. So again, we have Machlokes HaAchronim B'Shitas HaRambam. If one is over the Isser Minatera, even if he does not plan to be Moided with the Midah Chaseira. If we are to understand that according to the Rambam, one is only over the Isser Minatera, if he is planning to be Moided with the Midah Chaseira, like the Shita of the Rashbam, for that reason one can say that even if one was Kaina Midach HaSeira, but still he will not be like it. Since in order to be over the Isser, it is not enough just to be Masha a Midach HaSeira, but rather in order to be over the Isser Min HaTera, one needs the Kavana and the intention to be Moided with the Midach HaSeira. And since one needs the intention to be Moided with the Midach HaSeira, for that reason it will always be considered a Lav Shem by Maisa, similar to this that we find in the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perkei Halach HaZayin, that the Rambam says, Mutter Lachsa Le'eretz Mitzrayim Mascheira, and the entire Isser is only L'shtakeya Hashem, Ba'chizu L'mitzrayim Almanas L'shtakeya Einoi Leike, Shebeshaas HaKnisa Mutterhu, V'mechosha L'shtakeya Ein by Maisa. In other words, any Isser which involves Machshava, we consider the Isser as a Lav Shem by Maisa, since with the Maisa alone, the Maisa alone is not enough for one to be over the Isser, but rather one needs Machshava as well. And for that reason, even if one was Kaina Midach HaSeira, but still it will be considered a Lav Shem by Maisa. So again, as we mentioned, the Rashbam understands Menatayra, the Isser to Yimasha Midach HaSeira is only if he intends to Yimayded Ba. On the other hand, from the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, as the Rishon Zalman proves, one sees from the Rambam the Minatera one is over even if he does not intend to be Moided Ba. L'chir, the basis of this Machlokes HaRishonim is dependent upon the Shaila that we mentioned before as far as how to understand the Isser of being Masha Midach HaSeira. If we are to understand that the Isser being Masha Midach HaSeira is a Siog V'Geder, for the Isser of Isasu Avol B'Mishpat, that reason the Rashbam understands that the Isser Minatera is only if one intends to be Moided Ba. And therefore one can say this, that the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs argues, and the Rambam understands that the Isser Minatera applies, even if one does not intend to be Moided Ba, is because the Rambam, which he taught, as we mentioned before, understands that the Isser being Masha Midach HaSeira is not a Siog V'Geder, for the Isser Voisasu Avol B'Mishpat, and for that reason one is over the Isser of being Masha Midach HaSeira, even if he has no intention to be moided with the midah chasera. So again, we have machlokes ha'achrinim b'shitas ha'Rambam. If one is koina, midah chasera, if one is loika, or not. Now, according to the achrinim hormadaik from the Rambam, that even if one is koina, midah chasera, one is not loika, we find three mahalchim the achrinim as far as how to explain this, that one is not loika. Either one can explain this, that one is not loika. Because the isser is not the ownership of the midah chasera, but rather the isser is a shehiyah of the midah chasera, which is how Rabbi Chaim explains pshat in the shita of the Rambam. Or one can say that the isser being masha midah chasera is only if he's masha the midah chasera for a period of time that could potentially come lidei medida. Or one can say b'shitas Rambam that in order to be able the isser of being masha midah chasera, one needs intention to be moided ba, and for that reason it is considered a lav she'ein by maisa. In the Gemara before Daf Bei Tesham now, if we find that the Gemara brings down the following memra of Rav Yehuda Misura. Amr Rav Yehuda Misura. V'yiya l'chabe v'esacha. Mata mishum eifa v'eifa. The Rashbam explains v'yiya b'vesacha mamen. Mata mishum eifa v'eifa shokech b'gdoila u'meicher b'ktana. The Rashbam goes on to say that the drasha of Rav Yehuda Misura is based on this. That b'vesacha kroye seira kadoresh. B'vesacha is extra. And since b'vesacha is extra, for that reason, of Yehuda Misura darshens from the word b'vesacha, that the pasuk is coming to teach us, oyiyach b'vesacha mamen, that a person will not have mamen if he is over an eifa ve'eifa. We'll hear from this that the Rashbam says that the word b'vesacha is extra. From there, one sees that the iser is oyiyach, and there is an iser for a person to own a midah chasera o yesera. This that we find, the Rav Yehuda Merav says also, La'adam shiyish amidah chasera yesera b'seich besai. Even though, according to the Rashbam, the iser has nothing to do with this, that he's being masha amidah chasera yesera b'seich besai, is Ochira the Rashbam Moshita Asayah who explains, the Rav Yehuda Merav is coming to Mechadesh in iser medirabanan. As Rashbam says, this Rav Yehuda Merav says, also La'adam shiyisha. And therefore, as far as the Isser Drabana, the Yehuda Merav was Machadish, that a person is not allowed to Masha B'Seich Beise Mida Chasera Yesera, even if he has no intention to be made with a Mida Chasera Yesera, the Isser Drabana only applies to someone who is being Masha B'Seich Beise. But as far as the Isser Deraisa, which is learned out from the Pasuk of Oyiyo Chabaveisacha, that Isser applies to someone who owns a Midah Chasera or Yesera. And whether the Midah Chasera or Yesera is B'Seich Beisei or not does not make any difference, as long as the Midah Chasera or Yesera belongs to the person and he has intention to be moided with that Midah Chasera or Yesera. So again, we'll hear from the Rashbam comes out that there are two Isurim. There is an Isser Deraisa, where one has intention to be moided with a midah chasera yisera, and as far as the isa deraisa applies as long as the midah chasera yisera belongs to the person. And for that reason, the Rashbam says that the word b'vesacha is extra, and the word b'vesacha is coming for the drasha of Rav Yehuda Misura, that will yield a b'vesacha moment. On the other hand, as far as the isa drabanan, which applies to a case that someone does not have intention to be moided with a midah chasera yisera, and the entire Isser is because we say Zim Ninda Asi Limdeid, and even by Avich Homemer Aglayim, Iko Amechash Pamim Shereich Tzio Maver Tinuf Heomoided by, the Isser Drabanan only applies to B'Seich Beisai. And therefore, according to the Shita of the Rashbam, that the Isser is to own a Midah Chasera Yesera, Vachara if one will be Kaina Midah Chasera Yesera, one should be like it, and we will not be able to apply this that the Rambam says, Lav Shem by Maisa ain't like in all of. In the Rambam, on the other end, we find that the Rambam in Perek Zayin Mehochas Kenev Alach HaGimel explains that the entire Isser Deraisa only applies to someone who is Masha B'Seich Beisai. As the Rambam says, Komi Shemasha B'Veisai Oivech Hanusei Midach Haseroi Mishkol Choser Oive B'Loi Sasei. And even if we are to say, like we mentioned before, B'Shem the Minchas Chinuch, that the Rambam also understands that there are two separate Isurim, and there is an Isser Deraisa and an Isser Drabanan like the Shita of the Rashbam, But even as far as the Isser Dereisa, the Rambam understands that the Isser Dereisa only applies to someone who is being Masha Veveisai Oivachanusai. And therefore, according to the Rambam, the word Veveisacha is not extra. And since the Rambam understands that the Isser Dereisa only applies to being Masha Veseich Beisai and not to the ownership of a Midah Haseira Yesera, for that reason, Reb Chaim explains that one is not like it, even if one was Kaina Midah Haseira Yesera. And even if one was Kaina Midah Haseira Yesera, it is still not considered that he was over the love with the mice, as we mentioned before. But now one has to understand, according to the Rambam, what is Pshat. In this, the Yehuda Misafra Darshans from the Pasuk of Oyiyo Chabavei Secha Momen. So to explain Pshat in the Drasha of Yehuda Misafra, according to the Mahalach of the Rambam, Mocher, one has to say, as we find in the Sefer Sefri Debei Rav, that the Sefri Debei Rav explains another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Drasha of Yehuda Misafra. And one can say that the Drasha of Yehuda Misafra is not from the word Veveisacha, but rather the Drasha of Yehuda Misafra is from the word Lecha. From this that the Pasuk says, Oyiyo Lecha. Rav Yehuda Misafra warns out that Oyiyo Lecha means Mamon. According to this Mahalach, not only will we say according to the Shita of the Rambam, that the Isser is not dependent upon the ownership of a Midah Haseira Yesera, and the Isser is dependent upon this, that one has a Midah Haseira Yesera B'Seich Beisai, but even if the Midah Haseira Yesera B'Seich Beisai does not belong to him, he is still over the Isser. And the Isser is only dependent upon this, that one has a Midah Haseira Yesera B'Seich Beisai. So again, according to the Shita of the Rashbam, the Isser Deraisa applies to this, that one owns a Midah Haseira Yesera. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, the Isser Deraisa applies to this, that one has a Midah Haseira Yesera B'Seich Beisai, even if the Midah Haseira Yesera does not belong to the Baal HaBayis. Even if the Midah Haseira Yesera does not belong to him, but still as long as one has a Midah Haseira Yesera in his house, that itself is a reason that one will be over the love of Oyiyo Chabaveisacha. Now getting back to the memory of Yehuda Merav, the Yehuda Merav says also, Adam Shiyash Midah Haseira Yesera B'Seich Beisai, Vafiu Hi Ovech Homei Meraglayim. According to Rashbam, as we mentioned before, Yehuda Merav is coming to Mechadesh and Isser Medrabanan. Since Yehuda Merav is coming to Mechadesh, that there is an Isser, even if one is not being mashed with the intention to be moided with the Midah Haseira or Yesera. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, as the Achrinim are Medayik from the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the Isser Deraisa applies, even to a case that someone does not have intention to be moided with the Midah Haseira or Yesera, then that itself is a chiddush of Rav Yehuda Merav. And Rav Yehuda Merav is coming to Mechadesh that there is an Isser Deraisa, even if one does not have intention to be moided ba. If not for the chiddush of Yehuda Merav, would have said that from the pasuk of Oyiyo Chabaveisacha, the entire Isser Deraisa is only if one has intention to be moided ba. That is the chiddush of Rav Yehuda Merav according to the Shita of the Rambam. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha: Amar Shmuel Meisifin Al Midei Siyaser Mishtos V'Loi Al Matpeya Yaser Mishtos V'Mishtaker Al Yishtaker Yaser Mishtos. Now, as far as this that we learned, V'Loi Al Matpeya Yaser Mishtos. V'Chir Pshat in this that in Meisifin Al Matpeya Yaser Mishtos is because we are chayshish for the hefsid of the Leichim. If we will be Meisif Al Matpeya Yaser Mishtos, then the Leichim will have a hefsid yoser mishtos. And this, the Ramesef ala mapeyashtos, is only because we find that Hitira HaKosov, as our Gemara darshins from the Pasuk of HaShekel Esrim Geira. But now, Achir, one has to understand, if this, the Ramesefin ala peyaser mishtos, is because we are cheshish for the hefsid aleichim, and this, that one is Mesef ala mapeyashtos, is based on this, that Hitira HaKosov. If so, how are we to explain this? Rav Gemara says that halacha v'misifin al midas yoser mishtos, and this, the one is allowed to misif al midas mishtos, is based on the pasuk of Ashekel Esrim Geira. As Rashbam explains, this Rav Gemara says kra ashkach v'dorish to yumater misifin al midas mishtos. Our Gemara means to say kra ashkach damer misifin mishtos v'holkach motel haisif mishtos loy chayish kra tagar.
im yete bete safes voyar viach um yoy simishtos he may see him shim seite de tagra shari hiter akosov. Where does one see in the halacha meisifin alma peishtos? This doi chayish kroa tagra mita b'teisefes v'lo yarviach. Meisifin alma peish has nothing to do with tagar. And so to one can ask, kochere from this, the meisifin alma peishtos, one sees that at shtos we are not even chayishish for hefsid. And not only are we not chayishish for revach, but even for hefsid we are not chayishish for. Since as far as leichim are concerned, if one is meisif al mapei ashtos, and the leichem have a hefset shal shtos. So vulei divei harashbam ocher, one can explain pshat in our Gemara as follows. This our Gemara proves from the pasuk of meisifin al mapei ashtos, that so to meisifin al midei shtos. Our Gemara means to say that from the pasuk one sees that shtos is not considered a shinui hamida. And for that reason meisifin al mapei ashtos, since shtos is not considered that we are being mishana the matpeya, it is considered the same exact matpeya. And since there is no shinoi matpeya taking place, for that reason there is alacha meisifin al hamatpeya shtos. And so too there is alacha meisifin al hamidei shtos, since with a safa shtos, we are not being mishana and creating a new mida. As long as it is not more than shtos, it is considered the same exact thing that it was meikara, and that is the makar of our Gemara of meisifin al hamidei shtos. And so to achir one can explain pshat in Rabbeinu Gershom. But as he mentioned before, from the Rashbam one clearly sees that the Rashbam understands that the raya of our Gemara, and this our Gemara says kra ashkach v'dorosh, is a direct raya to tagar. And so too we find in the Rashbam on our base that the Gemara says, Shmamina from the Pasuk Meisifin Alamides. The Rashbam explains, Shmamina Meisifin Alamides Valha Matbeas Valeke Yisur Mishum Ravcha de Tagar. Duroi Marviach Midi. Da Kroi Baomu Sho Yishama Tagar Midi Do Yishkeach Lechashu. Umiu Ein Meisifin Yerisim Yishtos Dikip Seda. Va Kosov Oyheter. So again, from the Rashbam, one clearly sees that the Rashbam understands that from this Pasuk, one sees direct proof that there is no Isser Mishum Ravcha de Tagar. What does Meisifin al Mapeya have to do with the Tagar not having a Revach? So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, I'd like to imact him with the following Chiddush I find in the Pnei Yeshua and Bava Metzia and Dafman Beis on my base. The Pnei Yeshua brings down the following Kasha from the Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim asks a seeming Stira B'Shitas HaRambam. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni Perek Daled Halacha Yutes, we find that the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, if one has a sela shechosra k'deyino, the halacha is yochol echalu alea ma'aser biyofe. From this, the Rambam says, that even if the sela was chosra k'deyino, and still the halacha is yochol echalu alea ma'aser biyofe, from there one sees that a sela shechosra k'deyino can be used v'mekach u'memkar, as if it was a sela yofe. And anyone who does not accept such a sela for a sela yofe is a nefesh ra, as we find in the Mishnah. If so, what is pshat in this, that the Rambam says in Perek Zayin Milchus Geneva, that only if the sela was nifchasa pachas mishtos, is there halacha mutar l'kayma. But if it was nifchasa shtos, then it is also a kaima. Ochir, if one is allowed to use a sela shechasra kidei shiro ino as a sela yafe, then even if the sela was chasra kidei shiro ino, which is a shtos, but still he should be allowed to use a kaima, since he is allowed to use such a sela as if it will be a sela yafe. Just like we find, the one can be mechal meiser sheni and treat the sela shechasra kidei ino as if it is a sela yafe. That is the kasha that the Teres Chaim asks b'shitas HaRambam. To answer this kash, we find that the Pnei Yeshua says as follows. The Pnei Yeshua explains this, that the Rambam says, that a sela shechasra kidei shiro ino, there's a lach of osu akaima, is not because we are cheshish, that he will go and use a sela as a sela yofa, and he will trick the meicher by using the sela as a payment for something which he owes a sela yofa for, but rather the reason why if a sela was chasra kidei shiro ino, he is not allowed to keep such a sela, is because we say we are chayshesh shoyase oisa mishko lishko kenegdai v'nimtza masha mishko chaser. In other words, we are chayshesh that he will use the coin as a mishko. As we find in the Rambam Perek Zayin Mihochas Geneva Lachadalet, that the Rambam says a sawash and nifkam, Lawaches also a kaimed de shamayavai acher via senu mishko. And so it was Menduik in the Rambam that the Rambam brings down the halacha of a sewa shachasar kadeshirai na, the one is asura kaima, in Perek Zayin Mehochas Geneva, where the Rambam is discussing the halacha, the one is not allowed to have a mishko, which is a midah chasira o yesera. The Pnei Yeshua goes on to say, Ube emes nirin divrei Rambam ma'id, doi ashkechon b'shom dochter shei asura wa adam akayim bebeisei davar sheyacho rameis bai, besides for a mishko. Since by a mishko, the pasuk says, Eliyo chabaveisacha even va'aven. So again, the Pnei Yeshua explains the pshat and the Rambam, this that the Rambam says, one is not atim ekayim es sewa, which was chasra kedei na'a, is not because he might trick the meicher by using such a sewa as a sewa yafe. And he will use a sewa shechasra kedei shira na'a as a payment for a sewa yafe. But rather, we are cheshish that he will use the coin as a mishko. And therefore, if it was chaser k'dei no, he is not allowed to mekayim such a coin based on the iser of oyio chabavei sacha. So from the Rambam, as the Pnei Yeshua explains, one sees that there is an iser of midah chasera yesera by a coin. And the coin is used as a mishko as well. And so to ocher is mefurish in the Rashbam on a mebeis. The Rashbam explains this that we find, that the pasuk says that there is an iser lehagdil shekel. The Rashbam explains the Hagdol Shekel, Nir Loimer da Hainu Malva Beribis, Shemagdol Shekoy Odei Havas Ribis, Dimi Shema Hagdol Shekel Mamish, Mimaktine Eifa Shamisla, Umi Moizne Mirma Shamis Nami Noas Mishkolis. Well, here one has to understand Pshat in the Rashbam. By being Magdol Shekel, how is that included in Maktine Eifa? And so too, why should that be included in Moizne Mirma? So from the Rashbam, well, here one clearly sees that a matbeah is also a mishko, and a matbeah is used as a mishko, and therefore, if we are to explain lahagdol shako mamish, then it is included in maktini eifa, and so to one is over in the iser of meizne mirma. Now, getting back to Rashbam, based on this, here one can explain pshat in Rashbam as follows. This Ragamar says that from the pasuk of meisifin al hamatbeah shtos, one sees that so to one can meisif al hamishko shtos. Which Rashbam explains to mean that there is a direct raya from Meisifin al Hamatbeah Shtos. Through an achishish, for the revach of the tagar, this that one can prove from Meisifin al Hamatbeah Shtos. Through an achishish, for the revach of a tagar, is because by Meisifin al Hamatbeah Shtos, since Matbeah is used for a mishko, if Matbeah will be used for a mishko, the tagar will not have a revach. And therefore, Meisifin al Hamatbeah Shtos is a direct raya the Meisifin al Hamishkol Shtos, since Matbeah is also a Mishko. That is a chira, the Mahalach Beshitas HaRashbam. With this, one can answer the following kasha. In this man, Simon Reish, Haman Alephs of Katan Chalches, we find that this ma asks in our Gemara the following kasha. This ma asks, what is pshat in this? Our Gemara says, a Meisifin al Midas Yosim Shtos. Why in our Gemara say that there is a lach having peichs in our midas yoyser mishtos? This my answers his kasha by saying as follows. This ma says, Efshir mishum dvebchas aim by hefsid wa meicher. Va loichin hein al roiv b'nei ayir va hein hein a peichsin. Va yoydim ba. The b'nei ayir know if they are malchis the midas or not. And therefore leis bub seda. Mishum hachi peichsin kamoisha yirtsu. And we are even allowed to be peiches more than a shtos. In the Ulam HaMishpat, we find that the Ulam HaMishpat asks the following tmiya on this ma. How can this ma say that we are not cheshish for the hefset of the leichim, since the leichim will know if we are mafches or not? If so, what is pshat in this, that there is an iser to meisif al hamatbeah yoser mishtos? The leichim are the ones who are using the matbeah, and the leichim know if we are meisif al hamatbeah yoser mishtos. And therefore, just like this man understands that there is no iser to mafchis al midas yoser mishtos, since the leichim know, so too we should say that there is no iser to meisif al hamatbeah yoser mishtos, since the leichim know. That is the kasha that the Ulam HaMishpat asks on this ma. To answer the Ulam HaMishpat's kasha, we find that Rav Avraham Gorowitz Damfei Eretz answers the kasha as follows. This, that there is a lacha v'meisifin al matbeah yoyser mishtos, is only because we say that since the matbeah is used as a mishko by being meisef al matbeah yoyser mishtos, he's being meisef al mishkolas yoyser mishtos, and the iser is because of the Safa al Hamishkol. And the Isser is not because of the Hefsid of the Loichim, but rather it is because of the Hefsid of the Tagorim. Just like there is an Isser to Yemaisif al Hamishkolas Yoisir Mishdos. And for that reason, even though, as far as being Peiches Namidas, as Isma says, one is allowed to Yemavches al Midas Yoisir Mishdos, but still one is not allowed to Yemaisif al Mabea Yoisir Mishdos because of the Hefsid of the Tagorim, since the Matbea is used as a Mishkol. From this teretz one sees that not only do we say that from a sifin al hapeya shtos one can prove that a sifin al mishkol shtos, since matpeya is used as a mishkol, but the entire iser of a sifin al hapeya yoyser mishtos is because of this that a matpeya is used as a mishkol. And therefore, with being meisif al hapeya yoyser mishtos, one is being mafsid the tagorim. That is Adam Fieres explains Pshat in the Isser of Meisifin al Hamapeyas Yeser Mishdos. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara refers back to this that we learned in Meisifin al Hamidas Yeser Mishdos. Our Gemara asks, "My taima, Yileim Mishmav Kui Tara Shdos Namilai El Mishamino Do Lahavi Bitomekach Vamerova Kol Dover Shem Midav Shem Mishkov Shem Minyra Fil Paches Mechteya Ino Chayzer." Now to explain the halacha of Rava of Kol Dover Shem Midav Shem Mishkov Shem Minyan Afil Paches Mechteir Ino Chayzer, we find that the Rashbam in our sugya and so to the Rashbam later on, and Afkav Gimel and Beis explains that Afil Paches Mechteir Ino Chayzer means to say that the entire Mekach is Chayzer, and it is considered a Mekach Tos. On the other hand, the Rishonim bring down from the Yumigash and so to is a sheet of the Rambam in Huchs Mechira Perktes Vav Alocha Aleph, who explain this, the Rava says, Kol Dover Shebemida Chayzer, Rava means to say that the Ino is Chayzer, and we do not say that the entire Mekach is Batzel. And even Biyoyser Mishtos, which generally speaking is considered a Bittel Mekach, and the entire Mekach is Batzel, but over here, B'Dover Shebemida Shebemishko Shebeminyan, the entire Mekach will not be Batzel. The Yumigash explains this, that Biyoyser Mishtos, the entire Mekach will not be bottled with Dover Shemida Veshebemishko Veshebeminyan, is because there is no Tos in the entire Mekach, but rather the entire Tos is just either the Isafa or the Giroyin, and for that reason the Mekach is Kayim. In the Rashbam later on, the Afkav Gimel and Sotz we find in the Rashba. The Rashbam and the Rashba both prove from our Gemara, the Alchair from our Gemara one clearly sees that the halacha of Rava Kol Dover Shemida Veshemina Fil Paches Mechteir Ino Chayzer, Rava means to say that the entire Mekach is batal. And for that reason, our Gemara asks, El Mishum Do Yilhavi Bittol Mekach, it will anyways be a Bittol Mekach, based on the halacha of Rava. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rimigash and the Rambam, we find a number of Mahalchim. The Rashba explains Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rimigash and the Rambam as follows. That our Gemara does not mean to ask that even less than a Shtos one will have a Bittul Mekach based on the Halacha of Rava. But rather our Gemara means to ask, why do we differentiate between Yoyser Mishtos and less as far as the Halacha Meisifin Al Hamidos? If one sees from the Halacha of Rava that there is no difference between Yoyser Mishtos and less than a Shtos, and even Yoyser Mishtos, the Mekach will not be batal, as we mentioned before, B'shitas Harimi Gashvar Yambam. That's how the Rashba explains Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rimigash and the Rambam. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rimigash and the Rambam. In Reb Chaim and Hochas Mechira Perek Tesvav Alachalf, we find another Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rimigash and the Rambam. Reb Chaim says the following Kiddush, Da'ad kan oikomer Rambam da Mekach Chaim, Rak Kishayzadash Neim Shava Bepsikas Hamida, Rak Ta'achakach Hisuwe Me Hamida Shaposakimai. For example, if he was Machroi Mea Gazin Bediner, Venimtsu Tishim Vetisha, Bazehu Disfue Lai Rambam de Etzem Hamekach Eine Mispato Alide Tahuse Beminion, El Shiachsi Mashaposakimai. On the other, Reb Chaim goes on to say that as far as our Gemara is concerned, Da'irina nu inyana yisofa almidais, Da'atos hu hasan begavna shalakeach yisofar almida agadila, Va'amoycher tiadaite almida aktana, V'nimtze de mechulakim be'etzem psikas hamecher, Imkenu reo shayach hacholoymer shayach zoi tehusev yiskayim hamekach. V'yemiyachzer atos, v'yehader azadin tos, eitzel chaveresh niskaven al-mida acheres. U'memela da mekach batel, kivon de etzem hapsikon naase betos. In other words, Rabbi Chaim explains that even according to Migash and the Rambam, this that the Migash and the Rambam understand that the Mekach is Chaim, and there is a chiyuv to Yemachzer Mashem Asana even Bedover Shebemida Shebemishkov Shebeminyan, that is only if the Psika was not a Psika Betos. In other words, they made up 100, and he happened to trick him by giving him one less. But as far as the Psika, and as far as the amount that the Moich was Mechayiv himself to give to the Oikeach, the Moich was Mechayiv himself to give 100 to the Oikeach. And therefore, as long as the Psika is Kayim, the Mekach is Kayim. And he'll be Mechayiv to give him an extra one. On the other hand, in our Gemara, that they were Meisif HaAmidas, and there is a Tos in the Etzem Psika, as far as how much is the Moich Mechayiv to the Oikeach. In such a case, since the Psika is a Psika of a Tos, for that reason, the entire Mekach is Chazer. Without a psika, one does not have a mekach. And for that reason in our Gemara, the mekach will be bottle even according to the shita of the Rimigash and the Rambam. But now one has to understand, as B'chaim asks, if this that the mekach is bottle is because we say that since the psika is a psika betos, for that reason the entire mekach is chizer, what does it have to do with halacha of Rava? Of kol davar shebemida v'shemeshka v'sheminyan afil paches mechdei hanah chizer, which according to the Midrash and the Rambam is only referring to the Mount Shenis Ana. So here to explain pshat in our Gemara, based on the Mahalach of Rabbi Chaim, one can say as follows: that if not for the halacha of Rabbi, could have said that paches mishtos will be considered a kiyum of the psika, and for that reason will not be considered a psika betos. Such a small difference is not considered that we do not have a kiyum hapsika, but rather a psika, that the difference between one psika and the other psika is a paches mishtos. As far as such a difference, we will say that the psika will not be considered a psika betos. It is considered the same amount. For that reason, our Gemara brings down the halacha of Rava, that from this the Rava says, afil paches mechdei na achizer, from there our Gemara proves that bedavar shebemida v'shebemishka v'shebeminyan, even paches mechstos is not considered a kiyum of the psika, and for that reason the halach is mash nesana is chaser. And for that reason, so too we will say that the psika is a psika betos, and for that reason the entire mekach we bottle in our Gemara. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the Mahalach of Reb Chaim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.